The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We're going to bring this train to the station. We've moved our times up from 9 to 11 to 8:30 to 10:30 to be respectful of the tailgate season, because the Grillin' Guys are your tailgate connection. And we're going to do some pregame shows starting at 10:30. Some of the other personalities on the station. So we acquiesced and moved the show from 8:30 to 10:30. So we're bringing the show to a close. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. We're going to talk with Mark Heineken right now. This is the Blacktop 360 is a grill Randy found. I don't know, were you surfing online or was it in a magazine?
No, I was online and I was just looking for new equipment that was out, and this thing popped up, and I reached out to these guys, and it's been fantastic. So, Mark, are you out there?
I'm absolutely out here, man.
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling. I know you're a world traveler. Now, I got to start this out by asking you, your last name's Heineken, and you were in Germany. Were you over visiting family?
No, my family's actually in Amsterdam, Holland, where, yeah, Heineken is from. But, no, I was at a grill trade show in Germany.
Randy, everybody knows Heineken comes from Holland, not Germany.
So anyway, Mark, tell us about this grill. This thing's revolutionary, man. It's kind of like the only grill that's specifically made for tailgating, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been in the business of selling tailgate supplies. We make instant canopies. We make chairs. And our buyers are asking us, hey, give us something new. This industry has just been really boring. Give us something new. And we really started studying, what do tailgaters do? What is different than backyard grilling? What are they do really do different? Well, you don't really care about being in your backyard drinking beer 8 hours a day and cooking a really nice brisket. That's great to do. But when you have a tailgate party, you want to be out front where the party is and not standing in the corner flipping burgers, you know, while everyone else is having fun and you're cooking food. So we made a grill that really brings the person who owns the grill right up front where the party's at. And we made it round so everyone can join. Everyone can join in. You can grab a tool, you can start cooking with it. And as we were doing that, we started going crazy and figured, what do people really want to do? Do they really just want to grill? How cool would it be if you can actually fry? You can make some fries, some gator poppers, and that's where it all started. And we started making this complete investigation. Well, who makes the best fries? It's McDonald's. How do they make them? Well, after they're done, they put them on a specific angle. At 200 degrees, so the grease can still drip out and it makes the fries extra crispy. So we built a warming plate that did the exact same thing. Then we started looking who makes the best steak. That's Ruth Chris or Morton's, the really high-end steakhouses. Well, all of them cook on infrared. They don't cook on a regular burner. So we tried that out, and we created a very specific infrared ceramic burner so you can cook just perfectly the best steak. You sear the food close so the juices can't drip out, and it's creates an extra tasty burger, steak, anything you cook on it. So we just created something completely different, and it's super portable. Folds up, weighs 37 pounds, fits in any car, sets up in about a minute. It heats up in 3 minutes, and you're ready to go.
Well, I think you're really onto something. Good morning, Mark. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
We're sitting downtown Grand Rapids in the Spartan Studios, and I can hear that Dutch accent in you. Have you ever been to Grand Rapids?
Only once.
Well, there's a lot of your cousins here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
So this grill is really almost four grills in one. We've talked about an infrared grill. You've talked about a fryer that's right in the center of it, and then a griddle that's actually cooking. And there's also like a warming plate on this thing, right?
Absolutely. The warming plate was actually important. When you cook a burger, or let's say when you cook a really good steak, you always cook it either side, and then you have to let it sit and let the juices flow for a little bit before you actually cut it. A lot of people make that mistake where they just put it on a bun and start eating it right away. If you cook it on an infrared burner, you cook it a minute and a half on either side, sear it, and then you put it on the warming plate and just let it sit for about a minute. And the burgers actually get nice and juicy. You can also let it sit for a little bit. And that's why we make the warming plate. And it's on a slight angle, and it has ridges on it, so it allows the extra juices just to flow through the whole meat without overcooking it. It stays at about 200 degrees, and that's the right temperature for everything to flow well. And it really makes a big difference when you taste it.
So we can check this out and buy it right online. It's called the Tailgate. It's called the Blacktop 360. And if you want to Google that, you'll find several online sellers of it. And you must know an awful lot about grilling listening to you, because you really did put your thought into this when you did your research and your design. You incorporate a lot of things. You're right. Infrared's great, and parking your meat and what we call resting it so your juices redistribute, that's a big deal. The fry thing for the French fries, critical.
Yep.
And most people end up serving very soggy fries as a result of it. So that's pretty amazing that you have all those things incorporated in one neat little grill. And
talk to me about cleanup of this thing, because that's always something that's a hassle at a tailgate. How do you clean it?
Yep. Well, we really, really studied what people do. Instead of just making a product and based on, I think it has to go this way, we never made a grill before. So we really had to know everything. So we really tested every single product that we could find on the market and figured out what is good and what is not good. So when we made the top is one piece. All the grill, the griddle, the fryer, everything is one piece. And we did a double-dip ceramic. Normally a ceramic coating is really good on a grid, and it's easy to clean, but you can't use a brush on it. So what we did is we dip it in a ceramic bath, bake it, sandblast it, and then do it again. So that gives you a super hard coating. So when you're done cooking, all you do is keep it about 200 degrees, nice and warm, but don't make it hot. Put some water on it, which allows all the hard pieces to kind of dissolve and loosen up. And you take a paper towel and you just wipe it down. Nothing really sticks to the material.
Well, that's great, Mark. Listen, we're out of time now, and we got to go, but that sells for $199.
It sells between $199 and $249, depending on where you find them.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's an absolute great unit, and there's nothing like it on the market.
Well,
at all.
We're just really impressed with it, and we look forward to seeing how that thing works. And we're going to talk to you again down the road, and good luck with your tailgate season. I think you're on to something.
Absolutely. And I'm off to the Bronco Raider game today.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Thanks so much.
Guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That's Mark Heineken from Blacktop 360. The man came up with something. He sounds like a bright fellow.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you what, it's self-contained. It's easy to use. We got one coming. So you know what? It makes me feel like a man when I'm doing that. I think we got a little man law segment coming up, don't we?
We're pretty close. Okay, man law number 55. No comment shall ever be made to a man about how much he is sweating. Got that? In fact, there's no need to bring notice to any body part which may be sweating from.
Oh, exactly. That's what men do. I mean, if you're out, you're grilling. You know, grilling is a one-handed sport, so you might get that if you're, you know, you got a beverage in the right hand, you're grilling with the left. Look at a little pit stain there on the left side because you're working hard with that left hand. You know, I get it.
You'd probably want to apply that to women, too.
Well, yeah.
Might be even more important.
Yeah, it's people in general.
We don't really have much time to cover this grilled chicken salad because we got a book out of here. We're going to close the show with Boys of Fall from Kenny Chesney because it's football season. But this grilled chicken salad, we're going to post it on the website. When you grill chicken, I always grill extra. And I always have those couple of pieces left, those breasts. And this is a neat little recipe using mayo, celery, coriander, lemon, some diced apple, and some craisins.
Ooh.
And it comes out really nice. You can put it on a sandwich. You can throw it on a tomato, whatever you want to do with it. I'm going to post that on the site later on today just for uses of leftover barbecue chicken.
Next week, we're going to be out live and local in Holland at the Family Fair out there in Holland and wrap up our grilling season on the road with the Spartan Mobile Grills. So we're looking forward to that. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. Next week, we're on again at 8:30 rather than 9, so get up a little early, fire up your grill, enjoy your day, West Michigan. These are the last few summer weekends we're going to have. Get out, fire up your grill, create some grill envy.
That's right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Every ounce of heart, sweat, and blood to
Get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.